Triple M. Get ready for the new look Rush Hour.
We're not here just to take part. We're here to take over.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jazz.
Oh, g'day everybody. Welcome to a Friday bloody Rush Hour edition. We are up and about. We're here till 7 o'clock. And I tell you what, we've got all engines firing tonight. We've got plenty to get through. We're going to catch up with David King from Fox Sport. We're going to catch up with Tony Simons, the number one publican in Australia besides Uncle Chris. And obviously the massive news has come through that the pubs burn. The pubs.
The pubs are open,
guys. Open, my friend.
Guilty.
Woohoo. And I welcome you, young Byrne. Welcome.
Thank you, mate. How do we get on the? How do you work out the first 10 to get into a pub? Do you have to go on a list, or do you sleep overnight? Is it like camping out the front of Adelaide Oval to get
and
a seat?
Would you get stamped on your back of your hand or your forehead?
And how long can you stay
and
in
how
there?
Long
do you have
stay?
To be drinking beers quickly? Oh. I'm excited,
Burn.
Though, Jazz. I'm excited.
Burn.
It's
Burn.
Back. It's
well, here's
back.
Our Premier Stephen Marshall about the changes regarding the pubs.
To provide a further relaxation of the arrangements in South Australia. And so effective immediately, any establishment with dining capability can also avail themselves of the reduction in restrictions for the restaurant and catering licence holders. So that means any establishment with indoor dining can have 10 indoors, 10 outdoors, and the service of alcohol with food effective today. Now that will run through until the 5th of June when we go through to the stage two restrictions. This will apply to various venues in South Australia. And to make it clear, this will apply to pubs.
Do you know what we have to do, Jars?
Yes,
we've got to make sure we're hungry. Because you've got to order a meal to be able to get served. So don't eat tomorrow. I'll meet you there lunchtime.
All right, my friend. And here is our Premier again, Stephen Marshall. It may not change instantly for a lot of the pubs.
I think this is a major concession. I'm not sure that there will be many people that will take it up because many of those licence holders of the large pubs said, look, 10 is really neither here nor there. But let's leave the choice with the licence holder. And I thought this was a really compelling task. I don't think that it's going to mean that every establishment in South Australia is going to open up tonight or this weekend. And many of them are going to leave it till the 5th of June and some of them much later.
Oh, I'm excited, but we need more.
But
we need more.
Right.
We need to be open more, don't we? We need, 50?
50 to 70, but that'll obviously come in when they drop the restrictions in, June the 5th? They'll allow a lot more people into the pubs.
Yeah.
But it's a start.
Yep.
It's a start, but I reckon majority of our pubs in South Australia will hold off until June the 5th.
Well, they will, because it's not enough to make money. But we'll ask Tony Simons about that a little bit later.
Absolutely. But it's good to see you. And, let's get this baby out of the way. You got anything to say, great man?
No. What about the showdown stuff?
Showdown. Showdown's back on, Jars. Showdown's back on. Well, the umpires are going to go over early. The big problem was it was on the cards, the cards. It's back on, but it was off because the umpires... They couldn't get quality umpires over there, but they're going to go over early now, Jars. So it's back on the cards. I think it's going to happen. Is it?
Oh, I don't know, Byrne. I'm confused.
I'm confused day in, day out.
Showdown. But what I will say, that's a slap to the South Australian umpire fraternity because we're not producing quality AFL umpires. We only have two in the AFL system as I speak.
There should only be two umpires anyway.
That is a slap to us.
It is.
So what are they doing down there in terms of the umpiring program?
Well, they said they're not going to use SANFL umpires.
Well, why
so
not?
I've got no problem. And we've got two AFL umpires
here. She's a superstar. She's a South Australian girl.
Just
she's a gun umpire.
We only need two umpires, Jars.
Well,
it's over-officiated anyway. So
there you go.
Just
let's
use
get back
two,
to two umpires.
And leave the Victorians over there. Have them all year.
But you reckon round two, lock it in, showdown.
I think it's firming, yeah.
Nah. Let's just wait till the second half of the season.
Don't confuse me. Agree with me. I'm confused. My head's spinning, Jars. The cogs are ticking. The cogs are ticking.
Oh.
Hello.
Oh, that hit a nerve.
Tony.
Oh, don't mention them.
Tony Simons is coming up next. David King's on the way as well, and he's got a very strong opinion on what's going to happen with the showdown soon on the Rush Hour, Triple A. Furious Five, David King. It is a jam-packed rush hour for Friday afternoon with Bernie and Jars on 104.7 Triple M.
Righto, Byrne. Breaking news of the year. South Australian government has made a snap announcement to open our pubs now. Right now,
wow.
Byrne.
Wow, how
right
good.
Now, major confusion over the relaxation of restrictions in restaurants and pubs. Let's talk to former Glenelg superstar and the number one publican from the Highway Inn is Tony Simons joins us. Simo, g'day, mate.
Hello, Jars. Hello, Bernie. How are we, boys?
Is your head spinning around with the latest announcement from the South Australian government? You can have 10 people inside the front bar and 10 people outside. Are you ready? You got the pub open?
Boys, I haven't really got long to talk to you because right now we don't have any food in the covers at the highway. I've got to race down to the local food land and buy a bit of tucker so we can heat it up and feed some people tomorrow. Can you believe that?
What's your thoughts, mate? What's happened?
I don't know exactly what's happened, but things have changed amazingly in the last 4 hours. We had a meeting with the AHA this morning, and of course, at that stage, you could go across the road from the highway to a little cafe and have a feed and a beer, yep. But you couldn't come to the highway and have a drink and a feed and a beer. So now you can, which is crazy. You know, I don't know about you blokes, but 10 people inside is nice. It's a nice start, but it doesn't pay any bills. And yes, we can have another 10 outside. But do you two want to go and sit outside to have a feed at the highway?
No, thanks. And so do you think that's obviously not enough, and the more the better, but is it 10 for the whole pub inside or 10 for each area?
It's actually, from what I know at this early stage, guys, because I've only just heard myself, it only applies to our bistro, so our dining room at this stage.
Yep.
So it basically means we could have 10 people in our bistro tomorrow. And we'd have 10 people outside if we had an outdoor area that is prescribed as part of our outdoor eating area. So there's a few difficulties there. And, of course, that doesn't pay the bills. JobKeeper helps us because it means we can staff it and staff it accordingly. But you can't make any money with 10 people. And I guess you've got to say to people, you've got 2 hours, and then you've got to move on and we'll get another 10.
Right.
So, look, it's difficult for the government. It hasn't always been their call, I believe. A state of emergency, so I believe the police make a lot of calls and obviously the medical authority. So it's not really the Premier's fault, but he's obviously been very good to hospitality in his tenure. But it seems as though they've moved the goalposts very, very quickly late on a Friday, where realistically it's not going to change too much, except for maybe some existing venues that had bookings and then found out they didn't have the correct licence, and all of a sudden found out today they had to cancel booking. So now probably they can reinstate those. Yep. But for most of us in hotels, particularly large hotels, it won't change anything. We'll have to have a look at it on Monday and decide what we think's viable moving forward in the next week or so.
So what you're saying is some hotels may decide that, you know what, 10 inside and 10 outside, total of 20, isn't going to cut the mustard. We might just stay shut until more restrictions are eased.
I think a lot of people are thinking like that, Bernie. You know, it's just, it doesn't pay the bills. It doesn't stack up. And what I feel sorry for is that there's a lot of people, as you guys know, being people that frequent hotels very, very rarely, I imagine. But there's a lot of older people in particular who are lonely, and all they want to do is come and have a beer after 8 or 9 weeks of not being able to do that. Mm. And now we have to say to them for the next who knows how long, mate, we can't let you in unless you have a schnitzel, you know, or whatever it might be. It's just a bit unfair on a lot of those older people. And I'll tell you what is unfair. As publicans and as people in hospitality, our deal is that we are responsibly serving alcohol. We handle these issues on a daily basis. We're the best people set up to organise ourselves in times like this, yet we're the last people that seem to have the trust of the people who are making these decisions. Yeah. You know, we're very, very capable of running according to whatever regulations they put in place, but show some leadership, give us a little bit of notice and let us ban for that, and we'll open up and everyone will trade happily and we'll trade under the regulations. But making these calls late on a Friday afternoon gives none of us any chance. It's a bit reactive rather than being proactive.
Mate, thanks for that. Great update. And no doubt you'll get things rolling in the next week or so. So at this stage, the Highway Inn won't be open tomorrow or next week?
We might have a look at it early midweek, but we'll make a call when we have all the information jars. And you might as well ring me back in an hour and a half because we'll probably change again.
All right, mate. Take care and have a frothy for us.
See you, boys.
There he is, Tony Simons from the Highway Inn there.
Yeah, it feels like there's light at the end of the tunnel. And I tell you what, I'm a bit nervous about what's coming up next on the Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars. Bernie's taking over.
What's he got?
We'll find out right after this on Triple M. Furious 5 is on the way, and the always outspoken David King's coming up soon, too.
A new way to ruin the game, the umpires.
Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars on 104.7 Triple M.
Now, what have you got, Tiger, on this Friday evening? A very cold Friday in our beautiful state. What have you got, Tiger?
Cold. Well, as you know, we've all been home, Jars. We're all having big clean-outs, whether it be your shed like you have been doing,
yes,
cleaning up the garden, just cleaning out all the crap we've got. And we've done a lot of that back home. Mm-hmm. So I found this filing cabinet that I couldn't find the key to, for starters. I don't think it's been open for probably 7 years.
Right.
But in it, mm-hmm, I was thinking, what is some of this stuff? And there was old pay slips and all this crap, yep, in there, and I was just throwing everything out. And then I came to the, found this bit of paper, and it said at the top, leading teams. Bernie Vince, 2007.
Oh,
so
no.
Leading teams, okay. It's a guy. It was run by a guy called Ray McLean.
Yes.
And he'd come over. He actually lived in Melbourne. He worked for probably 10 or 12 different footy clubs, I think, yeah, throughout the AFL. And what he said was brilliant. He'd come over probably once a month, once a fortnight, sit in the box a few times, just get a good feel of the footy club and the people within it.
Well, he got the Central Districts Football Club up and about.
Yeah.
And under Alan Stewart. I remember that.
Really good at it. And Alan Stewart was always in there. But yeah, he was, it was quite confronting because as part of this, and at the end of each session, he'd do what they call a feedback session, Jarvis.
Right, feedback,
and
right.
Just to describe what cleaning out had to do with this, I found this sheet in the filing cabinet. And when I started reading this,
yeah,
God, I had a bit of a giggle, but this is, you're under immense pressure doing this.
What have you got?
Well, what you have to do is you get out the front. Okay. And so it'd be
is that
three,
when you sit in the chair?
Sit in the chair and everyone gives you feedback.
All
so
right,
what you do is you actually leave the room to start with and you write down, you've got to write a few things down. Mm. Three words you think the group will describe you as. So you've got to write that down. Mm. Three words you would like the group to describe you as. So they're a bit different. And you also, and then obviously the group go and do it. So what you try and do is you try and match up what you think about yourself, whether you're lying or not, but you're trying to guess what they think of you. So this is how I went for the first part of it. Yeah, there's a bit more to go. Some stop doing, start doing, and keep doing as well from the group, gets a little bit interesting.
Yeah.
Anyway, three words that I thought the group will use to describe me. I went easygoing, determined, and instinctive, which I think's fair. Is that how you describe me, Jazz?
Tick, tick, and tick.
Yes, okay. This is how I wanted the group to describe me as hardworking, competitive, and courageous. So this is how they described me. You still with me, Jazz?
I'm with you now. This.
Talented, relaxed, social, cheeky, easygoing, and inconsistent was the way they described me.
The last one's the dagger.
It's a bit of a dagger in the heart, isn't it?
That's
rather get
dagger.
That one first so I can just finish with something good. But that was the start of it. You're just getting the cogs going now. Now what you have to do is you have to have stop doings, start doings, and keep doings. And you do it for yourself and the group.
Right.
So stop doings. I didn't have any stop doings for myself. I thought I was going pretty well at the time, obviously.
Good boy. I love the arrogance. I love it.
Very confident
within
myself. I
could smell it already, yeah.
Already playing four or five AFL games. I thought I'd made it.
Yep, good.
Anyway, this is what they said to stop doing. Getting out of control when you are out on the town. Stop doing.
No. No.
That's the first one I'm thinking. I'm up there sweating at this stage. I had nothing.
And you're sitting in the chair.
I'm in the chair at this stage in front. There's nowhere to hide.
Right.
Stop being the second man in. And by that, I remember asking, what do you mean by that? Soon as someone's causing trouble, I'm straight in with them.
Because you protect your brother.
Exactly.
That's
basically
who you are.
A sign of protection.
That's the
and
Vince
mateship.
DNA.
So I saw that as a positive.
Yeah.
I was like, well, okay, I'll stop it.
Take
it's a
that.
Good thing. Third stop thing. Stop being so loose, in brackets, off-field behaviour. You need to strike a better balance.
they're whacking you off-field.
What about that for a start? And I'll move on. Start doing.
Right, here we go.
Start. So I'm like, start. This is what I had. And I'll just whip through this. Believing in my ability to perform. Seeking more information from coaches and players. I was just doing that to keep them happy, basically.
Yeah,
like I'm going to start
good
doing
boy.
Something.
Yeah, yeah.
This is what the group said. Playing the same as you do for the Eagles in the SANFL as the AFL. Being more mature in certain situations, e.g. not being the clown all the time. That's a bit of a whack because later on they contradict themselves. I'll get to that. And start doing. Surrounding yourself with the right people. You don't hang out with the right people.
Oh,
so was that? Now they're having a crack at my mates and my family and everything.
Yeah, buzz off.
Change your role around the club, seeking to be a mentor to another player.
Oh.
That's the other thing. And the last thing, Jazz, keep doing. Keep doing.
Yeah.
This is what I had.
Here we
doing
go.
Extras, continuing to improve, doing everything I can to improve my fitness. Didn't really want to do that, but wrote that to keep them happy.
Yeah, okay.
This is what they said. Keep doing. Working on your fitness, bang, tick. guess what they said they were going to do? Yeah. Looking for ways to improve your game. Building good relationships within the footy club. Recognising your attitude has improved, but it's still got a long way to go.
Now that's a whack.
You're a likeable character around the club, so keep the humour. Keep that.
Yeah.
They just said stop being a clown, yeah, but then keep being a clown. What are they? So
they
I don't understand
mate.
That. Your training form has been a real standout. So that's a good thing. Keep taking it to another level. But what I thought we'd do, Jars, this is a good operation. So I want you to do the same thing, and we are going to give you a feedback session on Monday. So that is your homework, okay?
What?
We're going to do this for you.
I'm not doing leading teams.
Yes, you are.
I've never been a big believer in it anyway.
I don't care. I didn't believe in it, but I did it. So you needed to come up with a few stop doings, start doings, and keep doings. And I feel like the stop doings may be similar to mine.
Nice. Thanks for sticking around for this next hour or so till 7 o'clock. And young Burns up and about. Mate, fascinating regarding that leading teams.
Yeah,
back in 2007. Yeah. Fascinating.
The way the group described me, I'm just a little boy coming down from Stansbury, and they tried to change my whole way I went about life.
Well, it didn't work.
Felt sad. Didn't work.
I don't think it worked with you either, Josh, just quietly.
Big news, South Australian pubs are open, Burn, and we caught up with Tony Simons from the Highway Inn. Who's the biggest? Oh, hang on. Sesse pubs have reopened family, effective immediately. Here's our Premier, Stephen Marshall, about the pub changes in SA.
To provide a further relaxation of the arrangements in South Australia. And so effective immediately, any establishment with dining capability can also avail themselves of the reduction in restrictions for the restaurant and catering licence holders. So that means any establishment with indoor dining can have 10 indoors, 10 outdoors, and the service of alcohol with food effective today. Now that will run through until the 5th of June when we go through to the stage two restrictions. This will apply to various venues in South Australia. And to make it clear, this will apply to pubs.
They're back, Jars. They're back. In a small way.
Who will be open now, do you think? Who would have just opened their doors up now and cranked up the old bloody kitchen?
Well, I don't know. Well, no one's really prepared because it come on so quick.
Yeah,
but
well,
you reckon there'll be a few around? Oh, there obviously will
there
be
might
a few.
What about country pubs?
Country pubs would be open
Stansbury?
Right now. The Dalrymple pub, I tell you what, would have 10 inside and 10 outside right now.
Around the fire?
It'd be selling
tickets.
Your dad
would be there? Farmer Tim?
Well, no, the creek might have been running. Yeah, get stuck in.
No,
he'd be on the tractor. Be on the tractor.
133.53. Is this go family?
Oh, here we go.
The quiz.
Yeah.
The fast, the furious five.
Here
She's
we go.
On.
Can I give you a bit of feedback?
Yeah, sure.
I've got the report that Jared sends out to all the bigwigs.
You did this yesterday.
Yeah, no,
and
just,
it went flat.
Well, no, I think it worked well because basically it goes through every bit of the show.
So you're anti this quiz.
No, you
detest this quiz.
This is a
have from day one.
This is a positive.
And you ought to be ashamed of yourself because you're an icon of Australian radio.
School.com.
Oh,
remember I gave him a negative and he thought it was a positive yesterday, so be careful.
Read it out. What do you got?
So he forensically pulls apart the show and he basically gives some feedback to, obviously our bosses.
What happened now?
So 609, Furious 5, this is what he's written. Another good one, going for the three-peat.
Oh!
Wow.
The Michael Jordan.
That's a positive, isn't it?
So what he's saying is there's only in the entire time that we've done this, which has been 5 or 6 weeks, there's only been two good ones.
Is that what he says?
That's our little producer. That's Jazz, our executive producer there. He's about to take your phone calls.
What would leading teams say to that, Ben?
Weak, gutted, need to stop being so loose and get home before 4 a.m.
And don't hang around people.
Don't hang around your family and mates because they're all idiots.
133.53. Give us a call right now if you want to have a go at the Furious Five. We're going for the three-peat. We're going for the three-peat.
The board has lit up. Snapper from Stansbury. Who's that, Boone?
Oh, Snapper South.
Well, get him on.
Get him on.
No, we need callers for Furious Five. Oh. Now, rush hour. Tell you what, you can never accuse David King of sitting on the fence here. He's got an opinion on absolutely everything to do with the AFL next on Triple M.
Triple M.
most groundbreaking quiz to hit the airwaves.
I do not believe it.
A quiz that has captured the hearts of the nation.
Did you hear the segment? What do you think?
It was pretty loose.
A quiz where anything goes.
It's question four.
It's one nil out of four.
A quiz that everyone knows.
Everyone's loving
this
it.
This could win an award in the year.
Two callers battled out by answering five questions. The one with the most correct wins. It's time for the Furious Five.
The Furious Five.
All right, Ben, put your seatbelt on, mate. This could be a very fast ride, this little quiz coming up very shortly. Yeah, we've got Snapper from Stansbury on the Snapper line. G'day, Snapper. Welcome.
Bernard.
G'day, Snap.
Hey, Bernie. Aldi here as well, Bern. You got Aldi here.
Oh, no. I told you Aldi would be there.
Ben, what's here, Ben? How are you, mate? Oh. How you going, boys?
So who we got there? Who one at a time, so we can hear you.
Aldi? Aldi, how you going, Boone?
Yeah, good, Aldi.
Right, Aldi, yep.
Who we got next?
Marty.
G'day, Marty. Yep, who else?
Woodsy.
Oh, Woodsy. Good old Woodsy. Yeah.
What one, Steve or Mark?
Steve-o.
Right, Steve-o. Beautiful. And then we've got Snapper.
He's on the Subic 7.34 south at the moment.
Is that Woodsy?
Yeah.
Now, Snapper, you're captain of the team, so what are we going to do? We're going to play, what, four blokes on this call going to play this quiz, are they?
Yeah, that's how
it goes. Well, how are we going to do that, Snapper? You tell me how we're going to play this then.
Ask us the questions.
Shit.
Got that ass.
And we'll answer it, mate.
Do you boys know that I'm now a newly formed member of the Stansbury Golf Club, and I expect some treatment?
Oh, good work. Make
Snapper
sure
lives on the golf club.
Sand bucket, dog.
He likes the sand.
Divide yourselves in two teams, please, of two.
Martin?
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
I've got Steve-o.
All right, here we go. And call your name out if you know the answer.
So we've got Aldi and Steve-o.
Yeah.
We've got Marty and Snapper.
Right. Okay. Beautiful. Now, chaps, there's a lifeline. Now, Bernie and I don't have the answers. If you struggle, there is a lifeline. Sean Craig Murphy, the radio icon. Shout out to Murph for us.
Hey, Jars, now you can understand why when I go back there for cricket grand finals, this is how I got suspended and ended up nude and all that stuff. especially Aldi, I was going to say. Thanks for putting your hand up.
Question number one, let's go.
Not on air.
Right, here we go. You're in your
team. Here we go.
Question one. Which 2019 Richmond Premiership hero has been forced to apply for the AFL Players Hardship Fund?
Martin,
yes, go.
Yeah, what's his name? Damien Martin.
He's a cricketer.
There's bloody four. There's four of you, and you didn't even know.
How can Dusty Martin apply for the AFL Players?
When
he makes $7 million a year, you knuckleheads.
All right. Answer is Marlon Pickett, of course.
He called him Damien Martin as well.
Right, here we go. Question number two. Which Australian tennis player claims he has a sexy time with fans on a weekly basis?
Has a what?
Sexy
time with fans on a weekly basis. Name the Australian tennis player.
Kyrgios. And this bloke's only had one light beer.
Question number three, Bert.
Question number three. Did he just call him Nikios? Question three.
Go, Bert. Right.
FC Seoul soccer side has been fined $123,000 for doing what this week?
Running around naked down the street. Now,
mannequins, Snapper. Oh, you're onto it.
Jumped it too early, Sean.
Blow up dolls.
So,
yes.
Which team said that?
Snapper.
Hold out, Marty.
I've got absolutely no idea what's
number
going
four. Come on. Number four, chaps. Here we go. Where's Timmy Vince, the farmer?
He's on the tractor.
No, he's not.
He's broken down.
All right. Okay, here we go. The saying, you put books to sleep means what?
I haven't read one since we're in the drawer.
What? Never read
no
a book.
Idea.
So, what are we here? None from four. Come on, you're giving Stansbury a bad name.
This is a record burn.
That we do have a school.
We got any right yet?
We do have a school in Stansbury, just I don't think any of us went to it.
No, you haven't got one right yet.
Question five. Come on, we need this. What time does Dead Set Legends start on Sunday morning?
Oh, no!
Bugger if I know.
Have a guess.
10 o'clock. 10 o'clock. No, 9 o'clock.
No.
Not sure.
You blokes, you bloody disgrace to Stansbury. All four of you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
None from five.
It's a new record. It's a new record. Negative five. Negative
you know
five.
What they have to do? Finish what you got.
See ya, boys.
That was so appropriate.
Five,
David King's next on the Rush Hour, Triple M. The AFL's not back quite yet, but the ACFL is still happening. That's the Australian Coin Flip League with Bernie. It's coming up soon on the Rush Hour, 104.7 Triple M.
Righto, Bernie, let's catch up with Fox Sports, the number one analyst and former North Melbourne superstar, David King. I could never, ever catch across halfback. He was too quick. He joins us on this Rush Hour. G'day, Kingy. Thanks for your time on a Friday.
Afternoon, boys. How are we?
Fantastic. We're not far away. We're not far away. And obviously, round two fixture. When do you think that will come out? And will we see a few derbies?
Well, I don't think we will. I think you've got to keep them in your back pocket for later in the season because we don't know what's coming. I mean, we've got teams that are going to have to go back to Perth. They're going to have to quarantine for 2 weeks in isolation and then put maybe a week or so training together after that, if that's to be the case. After round four or round eight, whenever that is. So we're going to need to have the luxury of those, you know, team versus team across the town in our back pocket, I reckon.
Mm-hmm. Now the showdown. It was on the cards, it was off the cards, and now it's back on because the umpires are going to go over early and self-isolate. Is it going
to
happen?
Found a new way to ruin the game, the umpires.
Haven't they? It's clear.
Yeah, it's just manufactured one from nowhere. I mean, no one even thought the umpires would hold us up. I mean, fair dinkum. We could get a couple of people out of the crowd to just sort that out. Let's not worry about the umpires.
Oh, I love
Spot
it. Now, Luke Beveridge also today, he's put curtain raisers back on the agenda for players not selected in senior teams. I feel like it makes sense. Can that work? And he reckons it's the most cost-effective way of getting games into players not selected.
Look, everyone's throwing something up. We're all hoping... Oh, sorry, boys. We're just walking into a bit of traffic here. I think someone's nearly been killed behind me, but anyway, we'll move on. No, I don't think that's going to happen. I think what's going to end up happening is intra-club games in a private sort of setting, it might be 12 versus 12, it might be 14 versus 14, in a practice match training type arrangement. I mean, we've all played in those. It's about ball movement, bit of skill, bit of fitness. There's no way the AFL are going to put anything proper in a pre-match sense on an AFL grounds this year, in my opinion.
Kingy, what about a night grand final? We hear it every bloody year, but because of our schedule, and we could be finishing end of October. Is a possibility? Is that what they may be looking at and with crowds?
It's a certainty, boys. Put in your diary.
Certainly,
I mean, the AFL have been trying to get this over the line for years, and they've had all sorts of trouble. The game this year, and rightly so, is going to be set up for Channel 7 and Fox Footy to maximise revenue and eyeballs on the screens. You can't go to the games, so the best way to do that is have as many night games as you can. So expect a lot of Thursday night footy, maybe some double headers on a Friday, maybe a late Sunday night game, and what it'll all do, it'll culminate into a final series that are exclusively night games and a grand final for the first time at night.
I'll take an apology from you too, Jars, because you whacked me about saying yes. Yeah. You said put your plums out. I said yes, it will happen. So thanks, Kingy, for that. I want to move on, though. Thank you. The marquee player, can it work? How much should they get paid? And should it be capped for the poorer clubs?
See, I think there's two ways to approach this. One is taking them out of the salary cap, which I don't mind. I mean, it's hard to put a number on what a Nathan Fyfe makes Fremantle or a Dustin Martin makes for the Richmond Footy Club, because everyone buys their jumpers, everyone buys their badges. Do you have them inside the salary cap and have lists of 32 or 35 with supplementary lists to fill the bottom half a dozen spots on your list? I think for too long, the bottom line is, for too long, we've been catering for the guy that maybe plays 10 to 15 games in their 4 to 5 year existence at an AFL club. We've got to cater for the star, the people that we all go to watch, whether we're watching it on TV or at the game. And if that means that Nathan Fyfe or Dustin Martin command $2 million a year or $1.5 million a year, whatever the nominal figure is, well, so be it. We've spent too much money setting the game up for those on the periphery, and it's time to stop.
Kingy, Eddie Maguire's come out, and I'm a big believer in what Eddie's saying about this. It's the reset button that we've been waiting for decades. What do you think we need to do moving forward in the next 10 years from top to bottom in our code?
I think there's a fair bit of movement, in my opinion. I'm not an expert on South Australian and West Australian situations or your feeder competitions, if you like, but we've, in my opinion, lost our way in Victoria. We used to have a fantastic setup where, you know, the country footballers, we had an involvement in the country. So the AFL footballers would have a zone, if you like, and they'd be represented in the area, you know, 4, 5, 6 times a year, consistently seeing these young kids and being front of mind. Everyone wanted to be a Tim Watson. Everyone wanted to be a, you know, a Dustin. Imagine Dustin Martin going to your local football club now. I mean, it just drives the, you know, fuels the thirst for football. Mm. We don't have that anymore. You know, it's virtually a different game at local level as to what it is at the elite level now. So for me, I want to see football back in the community. I want to see AFL players back in their own zones. And that's going to take a big shift from where we are now, a reset of the second-tier competition. Yeah. And I think go back to the comps that are already there in the local suburbia, and then have the under-18 system as part of that, as a pathway that's part of that, because we're losing touch with our fans.
Beautifully said, mate. Absolutely spot on. We've got to get it right for the next 10 years, because we're going to be paying a lot of debt off in the next decade or so to get our football back where it belongs. But thanks for your time, mate. Have a great weekend, and not far away now before the bounce.
Not far to go. Can you start listening to Bernie? Because I've noticed you've got a couple of things wrong. The last time, a couple of times I've come on, it's like you two are blowing. I'm not happy with it.
Oh, we've been struggling a little bit together.
Different personalities, mate.
See you, Kingy. Take care, mate. There's David King, Fox Sports number one and analyst and former champion of the North Melbourne Football Club. Always makes sense. Up next, we've got an absolute ripper coming up next.
What?
Bernie's flip coin on the rush hour.
Pay it more respect or you're out.
Got an app break next.
All right, we...
AFL is still a few weeks away. The ACFL is only a few minutes away, though, with Bernie Vince and Andrew Jarman. Rush hour here on 104.7 Triple M.
Now, Bern, this morning, ruined it. They've clipped us again. It's been an ongoing battle all week. They've taken us on, and they reckon we've conceded with the white flag this morning.
They've taken on the wrong people, Jars. It's almost like back in the trenches. It's almost been a war. Let's have a listen to what they said this morning.
Ruin Dits here on Triple M. Ru, we like to think we're a family, we're a team here at Triple M, but... the Rush Hour boys have broken the code.
Well, they started a war.
They've started a stoush.
The uprise is coming, my friend. Watch. Okay. There's some big changes coming. All right, Bern, all I'll say.
Is that okay?
All right. Those who live in glass houses should not throw stones. You with me?
I'm with you.
And if anyone's plagiarising, it's ruined Dits or family, should I say, Harry and Lloyd.
Someone will feeling break your heart? No, it was a girl. Breda Belcher.
I thought we were going to be together forever.
She give you any reason?
Yeah, I called her up. She gave me a bunch of crap about me not listening to her enough or something. I don't know. I wasn't really paying attention.
Oh, I'm happy to be...
Harry and Lloyd for breakfast.
Now, Harry and Lloyd is the two people in Dumb and Dumber. Now, I'm quite happy to be compared to Jim Carrey. one of my favourite movies, Dumb and Dumber. But
all right.
It's his favourite movie, favorite Dumb and Dumber, movie, and he's happy to be compared to him. Now, I think they are very similar, and I can see the similarities.
Hello.
I can, Jars.
Yes, Boone.
They're both masters of pronunciation.
That's a lovely accent you have.
New Jersey?
Austria.
Austria? Well then, good day, mate.
Let's go to Murray Bridge. G'day, Cyban.
Siobhan.
Siobhan.
Siobhan, hello, how are you?
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Oh, come on. And both are very sharp in the morning. They get you up and about. Have a listen.
Morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
And Roo?
What's going on?
Come on, Roo, wake up!
Spit it out, Roo. And I tell you what, not much gets past either of them either.
Because it's May the 4th, they say, May the 4th
be with you.
So it's Star Wars Day, there you go.
Right.
All right.
So is that the 4th of every month?
No, May. That's an Alice comment. That is an Alice comment.
See?
What the hell are you talking about?
See? Ditch is blaming their producer.
Don't bring Alice into this.
They don't take full responsibility.
They are that much lower than Alice. They don't understand. So what I did, because Roo was such a big fan of Jim Carrey, and he loves him so much, I actually got into contact with Jim Carrey, and he had a special message, not just for Roo, but Ditz as well.
And you are one pathetic loser.
Loser. Loser.
Loser.
Loser.
Loser.
Let's go, Ace.
Hey, loser.
Oh, cop that, you boys.
Cop that.
Hunters on Triple M Rush Hour, Bernie and Jazz.
Presenting now, thanks to Tico Vale Stansbury, that's right, it's the Australian Coin Flip League with Bernie Vins.
Cha-cha-cha. Ooh, big round, Jazz, starting to shape the top eight now, and the season not too far away, and we're going to continue it all the way through the season with the new fixture.
Good
boy,
Bernie.
And just see if it matches up with the way the boys play on the weekend. Might give them a bit more oomph and go a bit harder after the results.
Here we go.
Sydney v Geelong, 7th versus 10th.
What was that?
Geelong.
Hang on.
I had a bit of trouble with
your teeth.
I think I've been listening to Snapper and Audi a bit too long, and my pronunciations aren't as good. Maybe I'm getting caught up with Roo a bit too much.
Right.
But Geelong beat Sydney by 7 points in a close one. Nice result there.
Good.
Brisbane played Gold Coast in the Q Clash. Now, Gold Coast, remember, were bottom of the ladder with Port Adelaide and Carlton a few weeks ago.
Go on, Burn.
They're 4 wins in a row, and if they make it 8, they go into the top 8.
And they do by 4 points.
Oh, Hugh Greenwood. They got BAG again. I reckon he's a favourite.
Yeah, well, for the Brownlow. Yeah, favourite.
Well done, Crows. Let them go.
Well done. Yeah. So they're into the top 8, Gold Coast, from nowhere. Fremantle beat St Kilda, St Kilda are sitting second, Jars, as well. So that's 2 losses in a row for them. Yeah. Starting to falter at the wrong time.
And Natty
time
Five had a haircut,
the
they tell me, yeah.
Yeah, and he's been caught surfing again when he shouldn't be. But anyway, they moved on.
Right.
Richmond beat Essendon, which is a good game too, because Essendon are sitting 5th.
Yeah.
Melbourne. Now, this is the team of the competition at the moment. 5 wins in a row, sitting 3rd. But that run comes to an end. The Bulldogs have knocked them off, Jars, from 13th spot. Big upset there by 18 points. Now, this is a big one. 1st versus 4th. Collingwood versus North Melbourne. Now, Collingwood cannot keep going the way they are, surely.
No.
Yes, they can. They win by 58 points.
They're smashing it.
They are flying at the top of the ladder. Oh. No one can stop them. Guido will be very happy from back there at Stansbury making pizzas tonight.
Yeah.
West Coast versus GWS. Now, this is an interesting one as well. West Coast coming off 2 losses in a row. Yep. Make it 3, Jars. They've gone from top. They've lost 3 in a row after being top. They're just getting a bit nervous up the top there. Now they fall right back in the pack. They go down to 8th
Jeremy
position.
Jeremy Cameron rubbed out again. Toby Green.
Yeah, well, he should be their marquee player. Yeah. We spoke
big
about
source,
that.
Big source, BAG, once again.
Oh. Yeah, he's already broken the record for hitouts in a season. Yeah. It's only round 10. Can you believe it? Adelaide let him go.
He had,
stupid to let him go. Right, now the South Australian teams. Now, it hasn't been great down there, is it? Have a look at them down there. Port Adelaide are sitting 15th. Adelaide, 16th.
This is Hawthorne, scary stuff.
But the thing is, 15th, 16th, 17th and 18th play each other, Jars.
Now, here we go.
First of all, 15th versus 17th. Hawthorne, Port Adelaide. Oh, no. Hawthorne, 1.
Oh, no.
They beat
Port Adelaide. So Port Adelaide dropped down to 17th again.
See, Robbie Gray didn't play, broken toe.
He's killing him. Shouldn't have dropped the bloody weight on his
Tommy
toe.
Tommy Rockcliffe got double tagged all night.
Yeah, eating too much meat from that
and
sponsor
Tim
of his
Pizzas.
During the week. He's
Trav
looking fat.
VOG again.
Again, he could win the Brownlow too.
Oh, they're in trouble. Port
Adelaide.
Right,
now this is the big one.
Here we go.
16th versus 18th. Not big in terms of ladder position, but they're very close to each other. Carlton sitting bottom. Surely Adelaide can't lose to them. Oh, they get over the line, Jazz. Thank God for that. What about Carlton down there? 1-9. Can you believe that? And honestly, they want Brett Ratten back.
Yeah.
They want him
That's
back
the male.
There. No, playing.
Yeah.
They want him back playing. They're going that
Craig Bradley
bad.
As well. Diesel
going,
Williams.
Diesel.
They reckon the Crouch brothers had 190 touches between the two of them.
Each, I heard. Each.
Well, Byrne, that's going to shake up some coaches.
Wow-wee. I'll tell you what, David Teague, he may as well pack up his whole office because there's no point coming back.
See you,
son.
Teague.
You're done, mate.
Yeah.
He's got a new nickname as well. They're calling him Four.
Why is
that? Getting hit by a golf ball?
Four Teague. Fatigue.
That'll be fa.
Oh, fa. Yeah, okay.
See you tomorrow, family.
No, what about Bernie's dad?
Oh, yeah.
You got a gag, Jars, off.
No, not a gag. I just need to tell you a story. I was crossing the road today, Jars.
Yes, Ben.
And I spent a fair bit of time trying to cross that road, and there's a guy standing next to me. He goes, there's a zebra crossing up the road.
Hmm.
I said, geez, he's having better luck than me.
Oh, God. See you tomorrow, family.
That is a cracker.
Got
another one.
Triple M. Get ready for the new look Rush Hour.
We're not here just to take part. We're here to take over.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jazz.